I have a confession to make, and I don't know what to do about it. I have to talk about it. So, yesterday, I was coming up the stairs. As Daddy was leaving the bathroom after his shower, and he was completely naked. He was startled, and he turned away as soon as he saw me ducking into his bedroom. He shut the door behind him so quick, almost slamming it. He was only in front of me for a moment, but I saw it. I saw my daddy's cock. Oh. I've never seen a guy's cock before, except, health class. It was a lot bigger than I imagined. And I thought about it all day, trying to remember what it looked like. But I guess I didn't really get a good look. It just made me so curious. No. Curious is not the right word. Curious doesn't make your heart race, your head swim every time you think about it. Curious doesn't make you tingle down there or want to touch. I don't know what to call it, but I wanted to see it again. I had to see it again. So, today, I waited in my room until I heard Daddy turning off the shower. I could feel butterflies in my tummy. I was trying to breathe normally, but my heart just kept thudding, making every breath shake. I knew I shouldn't be doing this, but I had to. I waited until I heard the bathroom door open, and then I stepped out into the hall. Yeah, he was naked again, walking right toward me to get to his room. But this time, he didn't look surprised to see me at all, like he knew I would be there. Oh, he stopped and he stood in front of me and he smiled. Daddy was looking down at me, and then my eyes went to his waist. To his big cock. Oh, God. I was so embarrassed. I didn't know what to do. I just froze there, staring at it. Not at him, just, at his cock. And he laughed at me. Quietly whispered, "You wanted to see Daddy's cock, didn't you, baby girl?" All I could do was nod. My cheeks were blushing so hard. But I couldn't take my eyes off of it. And I don't know why. But Daddy let me look. And as I was staring, he reached down and he touched his balls. And he gave his cock a little shake for me. I felt a little smile on my face. And I wanted to laugh like he was being silly. But it's not silly, and I couldn't laugh. It started to look like it was getting bigger. Like it was swelling right in front of my face. He took one small step closer and he whispered to me, "Baby girl, you shouldn't be looking at this. Close your eyes." And I clamped my eyes shut. I tried to mumble something like, "I'm sorry." I felt like running into my room. I felt like crying. What was wrong with me? Oh, hot tears started filling my closed eyes, and I was about to burst out sobbing. I felt his hand on my head, and all he said was, "Shh. You want to touch it, don't you, baby girl?" He asked me in that same deep, quiet tone. I didn't know what to do. My eyes still closed. I pictured his cock. It was right there. And again, I just nodded. Oh, I felt him take my little hand in his. Oh, and very, just gently guided it to the shaft of his cock. Oh, it was warm. Oh, his skin was so soft. Oh, I didn't want to hurt it or, like, do anything wrong. So just barely touching it, I slid my fingers slowly down his cock. And it started to stand up for me. I started to explore the big tip of it with one finger just for a moment. And then I felt something wet that surprised me, and I opened my eyes. There was a drop of something on the tip. It was clear as water, but there was a long line of it running from the tip of his cock to my fingers. And I watched that clear bead of something quiver on the tip of his cock as it pulsed, but it never dropped. Oh, it just hung there. Like it was teasing me. And then Daddy stepped back away from me. And he said so sweetly, That's enough for now, baby girl. He kissed the top of my head and walked into his room and closed the door behind him. Dazed, I wandered back into my room and I flopped down on the bed. And here I am now. My heart is still racing and I can feel his cock on my fingertips. Why did he leave like that? Did I do it wrong? Was he mad that I opened my eyes? Oh, I don't think so. He didn't sound mad. Oh, I just wanted to keep touching it. Oh, I wanted to hold it and squeeze it. Oh, and I kept thinking about kissing it. All I can think of is how Daddy's cock would feel on my lips when I cover it in kisses. That soft skin that's warm and hard underneath. I wonder if it would fit in my mouth and how it would feel for him. Oh, now it would feel on my tongue. Oh, I want to taste that little bead of wetness on the tip. Oh, I think it would taste so good. Oh, it makes my whole body tingle to think about. I can feel myself getting wet between my legs. I have to touch myself. Oh God, my little pussy is soaking, thinking about my daddy's big cock. Why do I feel this way? I know it's wrong and bad. He was right. I shouldn't have been looking at it. Oh. And I shouldn't have touched it. Oh. And I shouldn't be so turned on. But I can't help it. And I can't stop thinking about it. I'm wanting it. I'm writhing on my bed. Playing with my pussy. Oh, I can feel a wave of disgust wash over me. I feel so dirty, wanting it so bad. But I can't stop. I wish it was his cock rubbing against my clit right now instead of my fingers. I need to feel his big hands on my body. Just touching my small breasts and pinching my nipples. I need it. I need him inside me. Pushing me down. His big body on top of mine. I want to spread my legs apart so wide. I want to feel him push inside me. I don't know if it would fit. Oh, but I'm so wet right now. I don't even care if it would hurt. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Daddy to know what a dirty girl I am. I have to keep pretending like nothing happened.